Security at a sheltered housing complex is under review after a sex attack on a pensioner. We're due to hear more details on the Prime Minister's vision for Brexit, and Reese Witherspoon calls out double standards when it comes to dating in Hollywood.
Why shouldn't that be okay for a woman?
From Global's newsroom, this is Hearts Morning News. I'm Rebecca Cook. After a pensioner was sexually assaulted in one of its sheltered housing complexes, South Lanarkshire Council says the safety of residents is its priority. Police are investigating the attack on the 75-year-old early yesterday on Plover Drive in East Kilbride. Hearts' Finlay Duncan has more.
The council's expressing its deepest sympathy to the victim of yesterday's attack. In a statement to us, their director of housing says they're working with the community policing team to make sure security at their complexes is as robust as possible. Detectives say the elderly woman's been left absolutely traumatised, calling her attacker despicable.
Tensions between North Korea and America have escalated overnight, with the secretive state saying it may now test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. Leader Kim Jong-un has called Donald Trump deranged after the US president said earlier this week that America would totally destroy the country. Aviation bosses have put Edinburgh Airport's big plans to change the flight paths on hold. The Civil Aviation Authority wants extra technical information before it can let the controversial proposals go ahead. Here's MP and campaigner Kristen Jarden.
Well, I'm surprised, and at the moment we still want to know exactly what it means. It's a pause in the Civil Aviation Authority process, and they want some answers to technical questions. But just what the technical questions are and what the implications are, both for the airport and for the residents, is unclear. So I'll be going ahead with my talks with the CAA at the start of October and trying to find out just exactly what this could mean, what the implications are, and to get the process moved forward, because it's been going on for a while now.
Edinburgh Airport says it believes its proposal provides the best achievable balance for surrounding communities and its operation and works for Edinburgh and Scotland. Theresa May is expected to give more details on her vision for Brexit later in a big speech in Italy. Hearts' Ashley Carroll has more.
The Prime Minister will tell European leaders in Florence, the eyes of the world are on us. She's expected to call on both sides to make the UK's departure from the EU work smoothly and sensibly. Sir Malcolm Rifkind, who used to be the Foreign Secretary in John Major's government, says there should be more emphasis on the EU showing its hand.
They haven't made the slightest indication of any concessions they're prepared to make or compromises and so forth. They haven't changed their position in the way the British government has publicly acknowledged that it has done in various areas. Why not? Because they're not under pressure to do so.
In her speech, the PM will call on EU leaders to show creativity over Brexit. She's reported to be considering offering around £18 billion over a two-year transitional period in order to secure a good long-term trade deal. Eurosceptic Conservative MP Peter Bone says the UK shouldn't be giving the EU anything.
My constituents, and I think constituents around the country, will be furious about that. So the idea that we continue to pay vast sums of money to the EU would completely break what was one of the main issues in the EU referendum. So I don't think for one minute that the government will contemplate that.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiators warned there's now just 1 year left to reach an agreement on an orderly withdrawal for the UK.
Rescue workers have stopped looking for survivors in the rubble of a school in Mexico City after an earthquake that killed more than 270 people. For days, they were convinced a girl was trapped inside trying to make contact. The Scottish government's being told to go further on climate change to help the poorest people in the world.
We think that countries like Scotland, who did most to cause climate change, have an obligation to cut their emissions as fast as possible.
Several charities have linked up to challenge ministers on strengthening their proposed bill. Jamie Livingston is from Oxfam Scotland.
It means commitments on cleaner transport, bringing an end, for example, to the sale of new fossil fuel cars, but also action to make our homes much more energy efficient and action to make our farming greener too.
The Scottish Government says its climate change bill proposals are ambitious. It's claimed Fitbits can have a negative impact on teenagers' well-being. Researchers have found 13 and 14-year-olds who were enthusiastic at first about meeting a daily 10,000-step goal felt inadequate if they didn't reach it. This is Hearts Morning News. Celtic and Rangers have been kept apart in the draw for the semi-finals of the Scottish League Cup. The Hoops will play Hibs, while Motherwell will face Rangers following last night's 3-0 win over Aberdeen. And Reese Witherspoon has told Hearts when it comes to dating, age should be just a number. Hearts' John Stratford has more.
Reese has called out Hollywood double standards when it comes to dating younger people. She spoke to us in London at a special screening of her latest film, Home Again, which is out next week. She plays a recently separated woman who starts dating a 20-something man she meets at her 40th birthday party. She says she wanted to point out the hypocrisy regarding women dating younger men.
Well, I think it happens with men all the time, and we never really talk about it or think it's a big deal. Also, we see a lot of Hollywood movie stars, opposite co-stars that are much, much younger than them. So I thought it sort of turned that idea around and said, why shouldn't that be okay for a woman?
The film also stars Michael Sheen, who's told us it was a dream to work with the Oscar winner.
She's lovely. One of the main reasons why I wanted to do the film was because she was doing it, and we knew each other a little bit. In fact, our daughters went to school together, like really early on when they were really little. So I knew her a little bit. And I've always had fun, you know, talking to her. So to be able to actually act together was great.
The Frost Nixon star plays Reese's ex-husband in the romantic comedy.
Scotland's weather, a mix of bright spells and showers. Dry tomorrow and showers on Sunday. Highs of 14 degrees. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Scotland's Heart.